Shaky, help, help! Oh!
The Jell-O program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Kenny Baker, and yours truly, Don Wilson. You know, everybody likes to receive a compliment. It makes you feel mighty happy. And we've just received one which pleased us very much indeed. It's from Mrs. George A. Bradley, Garden City, Iowa. And Mrs. Bradley writes, "After a long time, I am finally using the real and genuine Jell-O. And let me tell you, I was amazed at the difference. At first, I thought that fruity goodness was the fruit I myself had added. But when I served Jell-O without any additional fruit, it still had that grand fruit flavor. Why, I could hardly believe any gelatin dessert could be so good. From now on, I shall always get the real Jell-O." Well, thank you very much, Mrs. Bradley. That's a swell letter. And, folks, it's true. The Jell-O does bring you delicious, extra-rich fruit flavor. It's a rich, satisfying, true fruit goodness that makes every Jell-O dessert a success. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, and lime. All six have that extra fruit flavor that simply can't be topped. So be sure to insist on genuine Jell-O when you buy. Look for the big red letters on the box. They spell Jell-O. Ladies and gentlemen, we bring you our master of ceremonies, that suave comedian and sophisticated humorist, Maxwell Stroud.
Now, wait a minute, Don. I refuse to accept that introduction. No matter what Fred Allen says, I'm not Maxwell Stroud. Now, change it immediately.
Okay. And now, ladies and gentlemen, this being the first week of spring, we bring you that quince on the fruit tree of life, Jack Benny.
That's better. Anyway, hello again. This is Jack Benny talking. And Don, thanks very much for that royal introduction. It was awfully nice of you to call me a prince.
Oh, don't mention it.
I'll see you later. But you're right, Don. Spring is here. Flowers are blooming. Trees are budding. It's getting warmer every day.
It sure is. Oh, by the way, Jack, have you taken your long underwear off yet?
No, I always unveil in April. But you know, Don, this spring weather has done my cold a world of good. I tell you, it's simply marvelous to be living here in sunny Los Angeles. Yes, sir.
Sunny? Why, Jack, there hasn't been any sun here in over 2 weeks.
Of course not. It's gone to San Francisco for the fair. But it'll be back. I am looking much better, though, don't you think?
Oh, you certainly are. And incidentally, how's Carmichael, your polar bear?
Oh, he's fine, Don. Getting along swell now. You know, I've been taking him out for long walks nearly every day.
You and the bear?
Oh, sure. And you know, Don, I was so embarrassed yesterday. So we were strolling down Hollywood Boulevard, and all of a sudden, Carmichael pulled out a tin cup. Oh, I don't know where he got it.
Not much you don't.
Phil, I was talking to Don. But as long as you're here, I want to thank you for taking my place on the program last week when I was sick in bed.
That's all right, Jack. Say, those jokes of mine were pretty hot, weren't they?
Hot? They were warmed over, if that was right. Hot. You got the next line, Phil. Go ahead. What are you waiting for?
You just ain't modern, that's all.
Modern? What a combination. Corny and illiterate. Hmm? Oh, hello, Mary.
Hello. Say, Jack, I saw you and your polar bear on the boulevard yesterday. Boy, what a crowd you had around you.
Yes, we were quite a sensation, weren't we?
Yeah, but I thought you were overdoing it with your violin.
Now, Mary, don't jump at conclusion. It just so happened that I was taking my violin to the repair shop.
Sounded all right to me.
Now, Mary, don't make up things. You know very well I was not playing that violin.
Then why was the bear dancing?
Because the pavement was hot and keep still. Gee whiz, the way you're questioning me, you think I didn't have an amusement license. Now, let's forget it.
What territory are you working next week?
Westlake Park. Will you be there? And we start out with a program about spring, and here we are in Westlake Park.
Can I unpack the lunch?
Now stop this. Phil, I think you better play a number before the ants spoil our little picnic.
Okay.
Oh, no, you don't, Phil Harris. I just wrote a poem about spring, and you're all going to hear it.
Now, Mary, we're not going to listen to a lot of...
You
poems.
Are, too.
Oh, all right. Get it over with. What's the title of your poem?
When it's springtime in the Rockies, I will throw some rocks at you.
Now, there's a sentimental thought. Go ahead, Mary.
Winter, you have gone away. Where you are, I cannot say. But spring is here, and birdies sing. Gee, I'm happy. Pling, pling, pling.
Pling, pling, pling. What's that for?
I'm playing a banjo.
Oh, I didn't see it. Continue.
I saw a robin not long ago making a nest of grass and snow.
Snow?
And then I saw an old blue jay building his nest in Jack's toupee.
Now, isn't that silly?
Yesterday, I spent 2 hours watching the bees among the flowers. Buzz, 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 they were making honey. And I got stung where it wasn't funny.
Well, it's your own fault.
Last verse. Take it, Don.
You can have your spring with birds and bees. I'll take a dish of Jell-O, please. It's tempting, delicious, and oh so divine.
All out, folks. It's the end of the line.
Well. That was very good, both of you. Now, Phil, if you'll put down your nail file, how about a number? what's it going to be?
I'm going to play a little ditty entitled, We Don't Know Where Mom Is, But We've Got Pop on Ice.
Ooh. Phil, now you pick up that baton and redeem yourself. We got pop on ice. I'm going to get some shut-eye, played by Phil Harris. I don't know where Mom is, but we got pop on ice. Wow. Phil, no kidding. How can you possibly be so corny?
Corny? I resent that, Jack. I'm high class.
All right, then have it your way. You're cream of corn. Say, that was a fast one, eh, Mary?
Yeah, that was a stinger.
Well, I'm glad that's over with. I was a little worried about how you were going to read that. And now, folks. Since our feature attraction this evening is rather long, I will start announcing it without further ado. Tonight, the Busy Benny Bumpkins will present a hotel mystery drama entitled...
Hey, Jack, look at Kenny standing over there biting his nails.
Oh, yes. Hello, Kenny.
Hello.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing's the matter with me, that's what.
Now, Kenny, I know there's something bothering you. What is it?
Well, I'll suffer alone, thank you.
Kenny Baker, I don't want you coming in here with a long face. Now, what's wrong?
Did you ever buy a ticket on the Irish sweepstakes?
Yes.
Did you win?
No.
Well, put yes and no together and leave me alone.
Oh, so that's it. Listen, Kenny, everybody can't win. You bought a ticket, so what?
$2.50 shot to Dante's Inferno.
All right. Don't be such a hard loser.
Look who's talking.
Quiet. Now, folks, getting back to our play. In our hotel mystery, I will play the part of the clerk, or clerk, as they say in England.
Or cluck, as they say in Waukegan.
Phil, have you so much money saved up that you can afford to ad lib at random? If not, I would suggest less levity. Now, let's see. I'm going to be the clerk, and Mary, you're going to be the telephone operator.
Okay. Say, Jack, why don't you be the house detective?
Because I don't want to. I'm going to be the clerk.
Gee, two flat feet gone to waste.
Never mind that. Now, this murder mystery will go on immediately.
I'll never eat another Irish potato, believe me.
Kenny, will you forget about that sweepstake ticket? Now, folks, as I've been trying to say, this murder mystery will go on immediately after... Come in.
Pardon me, is this the Jell-O program?
Yes, it is. What can I... Well, of all people, Ed Sullivan. How are you, Ed?
I'm fine, Jack. How are you?
Well, well, this certainly is a pleasant surprise. Nice of you to drop in, Ed. We're doing a swell play tonight. You'll enjoy it.
Well, thanks, but to tell the truth, Jack, I really came up here for another reason.
Oh. Well, it's sure good to see you again. Say, Ed, I don't think you've ever met my gang. This is Mary Livingston, our leading lady.
How do you do, Miss Livingston?
Mary, this is Ed Sullivan. He writes a very famous newspaper column.
I never saw my name in it.
Mary. Don't mind her, Ed. She's a little blunt.
She's a little brat, too.
Yes. Yes. She is. Now, there are Don Wilson and Phil Harris. Harris is the one with the false eyelashes. Right there.
Oh, I know them both. Hiya, fellas.
Hi, Ed.
And, oh, yes, I want you to meet our young tenor, Kenny Baker. Kenny, this is Ed Sullivan.
Hello, Kenny.
Oh, an Irishman, huh? Give me my $2.50 back.
Kenny. Mr. Sullivan has nothing to do with the Irish sweepstakes. You see, Ed, he's a little upset because he didn't win.
Oh, come now, Kenny. I bought a ticket and I didn't win either.
Oh, a sucker, huh?
Kenny, I've had about enough from you. Now go over in the corner and lay down.
Jolly little troop you have here.
Yes. Well, Ed, we're just about to put on our little play, so sit down and make yourself comfortable.
Now, wait a minute, Jack. I didn't come up here to watch your program. I'm here as a reporter.
Oh. Well, what's on your mind, Ed?
I want to get the lowdown on this Maxwell Stroud stuff. Now, what about it? Are you Jack Benny or Maxwell Stroud?
Ed, believe me, I'm Jack Benny. And until 2 weeks ago, I never even heard of Maxwell Stroud.
Well, last Wednesday night, Fred Allen had the real Jack Benny on his program, and a notary public from Waukegan approved it.
Now, wait a minute, Ed. You and I have been friends for a good many years. We started on our careers at the same time. We've palled around together from the bright lights of Broadway to the battle-scarred trenches of France.
I don't remember that.
Well... We've stuck together through thick and thin, you and I, the two of us. We've called each other buddy. Now, whom do you believe, me or the notary?
The notary, buddy.
Well, maybe I didn't build it up enough. But look, Ed, regardless of what Alan said, you know that my name has always been Jack Benny.
Well, you could have changed it, you know. Take my case, for instance. My name wasn't always Sullivan.
Oh, no, what was it?
Hooligan.
Hooligan?
Yes, Edward H. Hooligan.
Oh, what's the H for?
Happy.
Mary.